Thoughts on Amos. Amos chapter 2 and verses 6 to 8, and then verse 12. Judgment on Israel. Now we're getting to the meat of the book. The book proper starts now. Remember that Amos is commissioned, though he's a prophet from the south in Judah, he's commissioned to address Israel in the north. And he said that the Lord roars from Zion and thunders from Jerusalem, and he's going to speak in that tone to Israel. Now, he has addressed Israel's neighbors, but now he turns toward Israel. I was going to say he turns on Israel. I don't mean that in a carnal sense, but he has something to say to Israel, because God has a controversy with Israel. He has a quarrel with Israel. And the quarrel is over this word sin. This is what the Lord says. For three sins of Israel, and even for four, I will not turn back my wrath. Even to the people of God, Judah in the south, well, we had that in the previous discourse. And now Israel, the burden of the book, God says, you are sinning against me. There's no mincing of words here. There's no euphemisms, no politician's jargon. He calls it what it is, sin. And he doesn't just talk about it in vague terms. He spells it out. He's specific. He talks of Israel and their proneness to make slaves of fellow Israelites. Look at verse 6 again. They sell the righteous for silver and the needy for a pair of sandals. They're just goods to trade, all forbidden in the old covenant. There is, furthermore, social injustice, cruelty. Injustice is too polite a word. They trample on the heads of the poor as upon the dust of the ground, and deny justice to the oppressed. They're carnal, immoral. Father and son, use, what a terrible word, the same girl, and so profane my holy name. They cause damage to the fellow Israelites, but they're damaging my name, says God. This is sin. And they lie down beside every altar, idolaters, on garments taken in pledge. They robbed the poor, they're cheats, and in the house of their God, their pagan ideas, they drink wine taken as fines. They hate God. They hate his servants. They hate his word. We get that in verse 12. You made the Nazarites drink wine and commanded the prophets not to prophesy. You don't want to hear me speaking through them. You don't want to hear their word, and you turn against them. Prophets in Israel were not popular. Oh, I love this. Now, well, sometimes they were. Ezekiel, God says, they love to come to you, Ezekiel. They listen to you. It's pleasant to them. They enjoy their day out to listen to you, but they're not doing what you say. My friend, is there any echo of this today? Do we need preachers who will address not simply the sins and the errors and the follies and the departure from Scripture of 400 years ago, but today in the evangelical world? Do we need such preachers? Do we like to hear our preachers? It's a spectator sport. It's a performance we can enjoy, my friend. May God raise the spirit of the prophets and bring us such men again. Oh, you say this is old covenant. Well, in the new covenant, the practices may be very different, but the principles come over. Israel has the covenant, has the law, and they're sinning grossly against it. And the principle applies today. I say we need the courage of this prophet. We need such men. We need we don't need nice, pleasant, soft soap. We need to be rebuked if necessary. Where am I getting all that from? Well, let me remind you of Paul's word to Timothy. All scripture is God-breathed and is useful for teaching.
Yes, instruction, sure.
Yes. Rebuking, correcting, and training in righteousness. Reproof, rebuke, correction. These are stern and strong words, but we need them, my friend, so that the man of God may be thoroughly equipped for every good work. God bless all such preachers, and God raise many more, and give us ears to hear, and hearts to love, and wills to obey, and our experience to be governed by the Word of God. Preaching is not meant to be a pleasant exercise and chance and performance and that kind of thing. No, it's meant to be a dealing with God and God dealing with us. May it be so for Christ's sake. Amen.